You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Ooh, it's the hotline. New Camel. Hello, who's this?
What's up? It's Lee Bryce.
What's up, Lee?
Lee Bryce, what are you doing?
Oh, man, I just dropped a kid off at school, and I'm headed out to the farm to write a song, and then I'm going to the Wild Horse Saloon tonight. The CMAs are having like a birthday party kind of, so I'm going to go sing I Drive Your Truck. And so it's a big day planned. How are y'all doing?
Well, just great. You already sound like you are like four cups of coffee in, Lee. I love it.
Well, I'm not much of a coffee guy, but I've definitely been up a while. We got the one-year-old. She likes to get up about 6 o'clock. So.
I like that.
And so when you're home, do you take that 6 o'clock wake up?
When I'm at home, every single chance I get, I take all the youngins away from Sarah so she can go have her just some time, you know, because when I'm not here, you know, she's got all three of them. And they're at all three different, completely different ages to where, you know, it's your hands are for sure full. And I just like to give her a minute any chance I get. So, yes, so last night I took the baby monitor and I went upstairs and watched the TV and let her go to bed early. And, and you know, she woke up about 4 in the morning. I was on the couch and she was like, why are you up here? I was like, I just wanted you to sleep. You know, I wanted you to get, because she's always getting up. So, yeah, I take that shift any chance I get.
I love hearing about family man Lee Bryce. Last time I saw Lee Bryce, we were in Vegas at the casino, and it was a little bit of a different vibe.
Well, hey, look, you know, I'm a Gemini. The twin.
I love that.
We love that you're going to be here, Lee, because it's also a benefit for Folds of Honor, an organization that is so near and dear to our hearts, and I know also yours.
Oh, man. Yeah, they have become family to me, and you know, there's so many great organizations out there that really that dive into our military and for different reasons and different things, and but I just really just over time and through some making relationships have really grown to be a kind of just a part of the family over at Folds of Honor, and what they do is just so cool, and so any chance I get, I love involving them and love being a part of whatever they got going on.
Well, and you can't help but just fall in love with and want to be around Major Ed all the time.
Oh, man, Major Ed. I mean, you're talking about a hero and a character and a big old heart.
You can't be around that guy and not smile.
No, you can't. And, like, you're talking about somebody who will come in and say intro your show or just rile you up about this awesome country that we live in. He does it with authority, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
It's amazing the impact that your songs still have on people. Like I Drive Your Truck, which has been out for so long. We had Bonnie from Chandler call us last week after we played it, and she was in tears because she's like, that song just means so much hearing it.
You know, I heard that song and even the first verse before I even got through the first chorus. I didn't write that song. I heard it, and I heard it, and I was the same way. But I had my own, like, I thought about my granddaddy. I had my own connection to it.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know, even though it wasn't exactly what that song was saying per word, you know what I mean? I had my own.
Your own personal experience.
A very personal experience, and somehow it still really worked. And so I just, first of all, I fell in love with the song before it was over. Second of all, thought, you know, if this had this kind of impact on me and it's not even exactly what the song is about, then it's going to do that to other people. And that's what I'm doing this for. That's what I've always wanted to do. I do hear a lot of stories and I meet a lot of folks, and it's really changed my life.
Lee, we are so excited to join hands with you on November 9th to help our friends at Folds of Honor. You have such a great heart of service, Lee, and we appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, y'all have a great day and a great morning, and we will see y'all very soon, and thanks for having me this morning. We'll see you soon.
The New Camel at 107.9.